With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden raised some eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Connecticut State Police say the cause of the large crash and oil tanker fire on I-95 in Norwalk remains under investigation.
Nerves continue to fray in hours of traffic jams on and around the main artery linking New England and New York. The highway remains shut down in both directions after Thursday morning's three-vehicle wreck in which a gasoline tanker burst into flames that engulfed an I-95 overpass above the wreck.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Traffic shut off now in both directions there. At the 2024 annual shareholders meeting, Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett said investors should not be alarmed by a large drop in the paper value of Berkshire's investments.
Talk about operating earnings at Berkshire. We've explained that many times. This is why we think these figures that we give you are the most descriptive of what's really going on in the business.
And those comments courtesy of CNBC TV. Starbucks lowering its expectations for its full-year sales and profits after a disastrous first quarter.
The Seattle coffee giant said revenue for the January to March period dropped 2% to $8.6 billion. It was the first time since the end of 2020 that the company saw a drop in quarterly revenue. Starbucks said a mix of issues impacted sales. In the U.S., the company saw a sharper and faster decline in consumer spending than it anticipated, while it faced rising price competition in China.
That's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports 2024 election might be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes, following accusations by liberals in the media that the congregations are getting a free ride under current law. In fact, New Zealand's churches have been tax-exempt since the 1600s, as most churches are in countries around the world. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports 19 worthy recipients have been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, presented last night in a ceremony by President Biden.
President Joe Biden bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom to honorees from fields including civil rights, sports, religion, science, and politics.
19 incredible people whose relentless curiosity, inventiveness, ingenuity, and hope have kept faith in a better tomorrow.
Posthumous honorees included sports legend Jim Thorpe and civil rights icon Medgar Evers. Seven politicians were honored, including philanthropist and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and two Democratic presidential hopefuls, Al Gore and John Kerry. Biden also presented a medal to civil rights veteran and South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn, whom he thanked for helping him win the presidency. Norman Hall, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.